Welcome. Today, we're discussing an interesting content about how to stop hitting your Claude usage limits. Let's dive in.
I am so excited to talk about this. It's a problem so many people face, and the solution is not what you think.
Okay, lay it on me. I hit my limits constantly, and I feel like I'm not even sending that many messages. What's the secret?
That's the first mistake. You need to stop thinking about the number of messages. Claude doesn't count messages, it counts tokens. And here's the mind-blowing part. Every single time you send a message, Claude rereads the entire conversation from the very beginning.
Wait, what? The entire thing? So you're telling me my 10th message costs more than my first?
11 times more. Your first message might be 500 tokens. By your 10th, you're burning 5,000 tokens for a single query. Your 30th? We're talking over 200,000 tokens. It's exponential.
That is absolutely insane. I had no idea. So all those little follow-up corrections I make are just destroying my usage.
Exactly. A developer actually tracked this and found that 98.5% of his tokens were spent rereading old history. Only 1.5% went to actually generating the new response.
1.5%? That's basically nothing. I feel like I've been feeding it a novel every time I ask a simple question.
You have been. And that brings us to the very first and maybe most important rule. Don't follow up. When Claude gets something wrong, your instinct is to say, "No, I meant this. Don't do it."
But how do I correct it then?
You click Edit on your original message. You fix the wording right there and hit Regenerate. The old, wrong exchange gets replaced instead of added to the pile. Same result, fraction of the cost. It's a game changer.
Okay, that one change alone is probably going to save me. But what about when a conversation just gets really, really long?
Great question. Rule 2, start a fresh chat every 15 to 20 messages. Once you get to that point, just ask Claude to summarize everything you've discussed. Copy that summary, open a brand new chat, and paste it as your first message. You keep the essential context and ditch all the bloat.
I see. So you carry the important stuff over without the massive token history. That's clever. What about asking multiple questions? I always thought it was better to ask them one by one to not confuse the AI.
Almost always, the opposite is true. That's rule number 3. Batch your questions. 3 separate prompts means Claude rereads the context 3 times. 1 prompt with 3 tasks, it reads the context once. You save tokens, and honestly, the answers are often better because Claude sees the full picture from the start.
Fascinating. So instead of asking for a summary, then the main points, then a headline, I just ask for all 3 at once.
Precisely. Now, if you really want to get serious, you have to measure. Rule 4 is to track your token usage. Claude's little progress bar is useless. There's a free open source dashboard a developer built that reads the log files Claude saves to your machine. It shows you everything.
It logs everything locally? Input tokens, output tokens, timestamps, everything?
Everything. You can see charts, filter by model, get cost estimates. Once you see where your tokens are actually going, you'll be shocked. You can't fix what you can't measure.
That's incredible. Okay, what about efficiency? I often use the same style guide or contract as a reference.
Perfect segue to rule 5, use projects. If you upload the same PDF to 10 different chats, Claude re-tokenizes it 10 times. Upload it to a project once and it's cached. Every chat in that project references the cached version without burning tokens again. It's a must for recurring documents.
And I bet there are settings I'm not using properly, right?
Oh, for sure. Rule 6, set up your memory and user. Perfect segue to rule 5, use projects. If you upload the same PDF to 10 different chats, Claude re-tokenizes it 10 times. Upload it to a project once and it's cached. Every chat in that project references the cached version without burning tokens again. It's a must for recurring documents.
And I bet there are settings I'm not using properly, right?
Oh, for sure. Rule 6, set up your memory and user preferences. Go into settings and tell Claude your role, your preferred writing style, things like that. Save it once and it applies to every new chat. No more wasting your first few messages with, act as a professional marketer.
Got it. And what about all those fancy features, like web search?
Rule 7, Turn off what you're not using. Web search, connectors, explore mode, they all add tokens to every response, even if you don't need them. The rule of thumb is if you didn't turn a feature on intentionally for that specific task, turn it off.
This is like a complete overhaul of how I use the tool. What about the different models? Opus, Sonnet, Haiku? Does that matter?
It's one of the most important decisions you make. Rule 8. Use Haiku for simple tasks. Grammar checking, brainstorming, formatting. Haiku handles it perfectly for a fraction of the cost. You don't need a sledgehammer for a small nail. I use Haiku for drafts, Sonnet for real work, and Opus for deep, complex thinking.
That makes so much sense. I've been using Opus for everything. Okay, let's talk about timing. I've heard some weird things about when you use it.
Yes, this is crucial. Rule 9, spread your work across the day. Claude uses a rolling 5-hour window. It doesn't reset at midnight. A message you send at 9 a.m. stops counting against your limit at 2 p.m. So if you burn through your limit in one morning session, you're wasting the rest of your daily potential.
So break my work into morning, afternoon, and evening sessions, and by the time I come back, my limit has partially refilled?
Exactly. And here's a little cheat code. Set a cron job or an automated task to send a tiny message to Claude at, say, 6 a.m. Your 5-hour window starts then while you're still sleeping.
That is a brilliant nerdy hack. I love it. What about this peak hours thing?
That's rule 10. During peak hours, which is roughly morning in the U.S., 8 a.m. to 2 p.m. Eastern, your usage counts more against your limit. The same query costs you more limit juice during those hours. If you can, run your big intensive tasks in the evening or on weekends.
Wow. And for those of us outside the U.S., our off-peak hours might be right in the middle of our workday. We have to check the time zones.
Absolutely. And finally, the safety net. Rule 11. Enable extra usage. If you're a Pro or Mac subscriber, you can allow it to switch to pay-as-you-go billing if you hit your limit. You set a monthly cap so you don't get a surprise bill. It's not about saving tokens. It's about not having your workflow come to a screeching halt at the worst possible moment.
This has been a masterclass. It's a complete shift from thinking about messages to being a strategic manager of tokens. Thank you so much for breaking all this down.
My pleasure. Once you make these rules a habit, you'll almost never hit your limits. Just remember, Claude doesn't count your messages, it counts your tokens.
An unforgettable listen. That's all the time we have for today. Thanks for tuning in, and we'll see you next time.